You are listening to Irish Radio Canada at Home and Abroad, and I am deeply envious of Patrick Murray because Patrick is about to get on a plane and head to Galway, which he has done at this time of the year a few times. And the reason I'm envious is, well, there's a few reasons. One, he's going to Galway. The other is he's going to the Galway Film Fair. And Galway is the, Patrick's the executive director of the Ottawa Irish Film Festival. And it's at events like this that Patrick goes and susses out what we are going to be privileged to watch and see on the screen come the Irish Film Festival next April or thereabouts. Patrick, thanks a million for coming and having a chat. And bags are packed, all ready to go. Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me on. And they are. I'm excited. Going to do a bit of touring of Ireland before the festival. So make it a bit of a longer trip. But I'm excited, hoping that some of that heat wave will still be happening when I get there.
Indeed. Indeed. Galway. As I understand, Galway's in the mid-20s.
Wonderful.
But you're going to be in the dark.
Mostly in the dark. If I'm not in the theater, I'll probably be at the Galmont meeting people at the bar there or at panels and networking. So yes, you're right, I'll be mostly inside. So it might be okay if that ends being a wet week.
July 7th to 12th. I have a glance at the schedule. And that in itself, to look at the schedule for you to head over there to try to figure out what you want to take in and who you want to meet, that in itself is a major scheduling task.
Oh, it is. I get very little sleep when I'm there. Very little sleep.
So how are you approaching this? So, like, because the thing opens on the 7th of July, and when I look at the program, there's workshops, there's meeting with industry, there's shorts, there's international films, there's documentaries. How do you approach it?
So the first thing I do is I look at the program itself, and I go right for the new Irish films, of which this year there's 38. And I prioritize that. So I go through all those. I buy a season pass, an industry season pass, and I go through all those, and I work out my schedule for the features. I primarily focus on narrative features. There's a lot of documentaries this year. But for the festival itself, I do look at documentaries and see them, but I tend to, most of them, I'll just wait until I get a screener for them later. I find that a lot of them, unfortunately, it's tough to get people out for them. They seem to prefer, like, the narrative features at the festival. But I do look at them. So the narrative features, the first thing I look at, I look at who the directors are and the actors as well. They're directors that we've had at the festival before. They're actors that, you know, our audiences have enjoyed the past too. So I'll prioritize those films. If there's somebody that would be like on a wish list, like a Stephen Ray, who's in a short film as well as in a feature on the Friday, I will make it a priority to see those because he's a longtime popular character actor and someone that, especially with Canada, Ireland 180 next year, you never know, would be nice to possibly have an encounter with him and see and feel him out for possibly doing a little tour next year. Things like that. So that's my first priority. And then I look at the talks and the industry networking things where I could possibly meet some filmmakers and connect with them, find out from them what projects they're working on. Also what might be coming up that's not at the FLA, but to watch out for in the future for programming ideas. And possibly even possible like future guests for the festival as well, as I like to bring out somebody or people whenever I get a chance because the audience is like that as well.
There are a number of film festivals in Ireland. Like there's Dublin, there's Fastnet, Belfast, a variety. But Galway seems to attract or certainly is up there when it comes to the caliber of movies that they have and the people they attract.
They've done an amazing job positioning themselves as the festival for new Irish film. They're officially an international festival, but their main core seems to be is Irish films and the Irish film industry. And I think it's because besides the fact that they've obviously put a focus on new Irish films, but they also have their market, their film market, co-production market, and their industry. I think it's the largest, most well-attended industry forum as well. And it's kind of like a conference for 2-3 days. So what they do is then also it makes it a place that Irish filmmakers in town want to be, because it also draws in the Sundance folks and the TIFF folks and the major distributors and production companies and all that, who also come to see the talent. So it's kind of a perfect storm. And then you throw in the fact that it's Galway, and anyone who's been there knows it's pretty great. And they've got this charming town hall, which is like this old theater. It's really a single theater that's also for live music. It's right on the water there, right around the corner from the rowing club, where a lot of socializing happens. And then one other theater that's a lovely walk into the more pedestrian area. It's also down the river, actually, the little river there, Corrib, I believe it is. And so it's nice to walk back and forth between them. And it's just a great vibe overall. Yeah,
Dublin,
of course, is great, but you know, Galway, it's just special. You can't recreate that anywhere else.
So while you say you look at the schedule, then would you mm-hmm. be going over with some hopes that there are particular movies that you would be able to get to and link with? Like, do you have your wish list before you set out?
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, to start with, unless it's like a really obvious, like, you know, like DCAP, where I'd already saw Sundance and there was playing there, and I was thinking, I know this would be good for the audience. But the ones I'm going that I haven't seen yet, but there are films, there's always, as there is this year, two or three films I'm looking at going, those look like they could be great films for the festival, and I prioritize them. And it is things like, do they look like crowd pleasers? Are they, you know, are they a good comedy? Or if they're a drama, is it also, you know, something that will appeal to a broad audience? I mean, crowd pleaser being the common denominator, whether it's a drama, comedy, a genre film, anything that looks like our patrons in the past have really taken to, you know, like this year with like Horseshoe or mm-hmm. or Christie, you know, and then particularly like that Stephen Ray one looks very promising, and I'm excited to see it, which is You'll Never Believe Who's Dead. Looks like a kind of a crime comedy around Christmas, and there's also the Lost Children of Toom, and that's they actually added a second screening. Both of them are sold out. It's not a documentary. It's a narrative telling of that story. But with those, though, it's always typically if they're really well made and they have a lot of press, you know, our audience will be looking for it, but also the subject matter is very sensitive. So there I'm also looking at, okay, if this is a must have, then I'm looking at other films to balance, because you also don't want to have a festival that's all really dreary, you know, depressing, sad stories, if you know what I mean. So yeah. I'm also looking at that when I'm looking at these films too. What will bring a balance to the program as well?
Yeah, because I see there's one there that I must say I'd be very interested in. U2's Adam Clayton's, where he explores the show band scene and the ballroom scene. That would certainly appeal to a broad audience.
I was thinking, you know, even though I said earlier that docs tend not to do well, I have a ticket for that one, because if there was one to do well, I could see that one. If it's as good as I think it's going to be, you're right. I could see our audience actually really enjoying it. It looks, the trailer's already there. It looks really charming. It looks really interesting. Even as it's been 2 years now that we've had a film show at the beginning or at the end during Irish Week.
Uh-huh.
And they've both been documentaries as it happens, and it's not necessarily intentional, but that could, for example, be that might actually end up being a great film to show for that. But yeah, I mean, that's a good one, because that's one of the first tickets I booked, actually.
So do you have to book your tickets individually then for the screenings that you want to go to?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what they do is you buy like a season pass, which is more geared towards industry, although I think anybody can get it. And then from there, they give you a code, and then you go through them all and you grab the movie.
Okay. Yeah. Previous years, and that's particularly the last few years, there were quite a lot of Irish language. There doesn't appear to be as much this year.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, I was really proud to say that we had quite a few Irish language films to choose from and that we screened last year. And then this year, it's gone in the other direction. I hope it's just because they're all in production right now, and following year we'll see them.
Right.
Because as you know, I mean, the difference in the quality of Irish language films over the last 10 years is night and day from what it was before.
Indeed.
Yeah, it feels like when we first started the festival, there seemed to be a reputation that filmmakers who couldn't get their scripts produced by Screen Ireland or Irish Film Board at the time would then go to TG Cathair, who were desperate for content. But now it seems like they're applying a pretty high standard, and the films show, like the quality of the films. But yeah, unfortunately, actually, I think the only Irish language film that comes across is actually a horror movie.
Right.
I believe is it Victorian Psycho or is it Feed, which is a vampire one. But yeah, either way, it's not there's no dramas or comedies or anything that identified that are in Irish.
Right.
Even the Naxos, which is, yeah, it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't say it's, Naxos is directed by the same filmmaker who made Antisia, I believe, The Ghost.
Oh, okay.
And that's completely in Irish. Yeah, she
took
great pride in saying that's the first Irish horror film that's totally in Irish. But this one is, it's based in Greek, in Greece. Okay. Family, an Irish family goes there for vacation, things go awry.
Okay.
So even he didn't make one in Irish.
There's one there I see very interesting. It's not Irish, but You've Got Gold, A Celebration of John Prine.
Yes, and even though it's not Irish, it could be almost, because as you know, his wife is Irish.
And he used to go to Kinvara, and some of the music he has written is Irish, yeah, in that context. But that's one I'd be interested in seeing at some point anyway.
I do have a ticket to that one. Because every once in a while I'll grab, if I have time, one or two that are obviously not of interest to the festival, but done there anyway. So that's one, and there's an Eastern European one called Myrtlebridge that looked interesting.
Right.
But otherwise, everything else is all films that could potentially end up being programmed or shown here in Ottawa as part of Irish Film Festival Ottawa. But the John Prine one looks really interesting.
Doesn't it? We're going to send you off with your notepad and your bags, and we look forward to connecting with you when you get back.
Yeah.
And we don't expect you to reveal what you've lined up or what, but certainly we'd be interested in hearing how it went and what the scene was like and what the quality was like this year. So
I'll definitely give you a taste when I come back, for sure. I'll let you know how it went.
Thanks a million, Patrick.
And thank you.
And bon voyage.
Oh, merci.